everybody, and welcome to the DeathDoorProds.com comic book podcast. Yay!
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 I, of course, am your host, The Dead Man. Join me, as usual, we have Shax.
Hello.
And new guest, the ghost admin, ALC James.
Evening, morning, whatever time it is. We're already off to a great start.
Yes, you missed it. Yes.
I broke the podcast.
Yes, we are recording a little late because James tried to use his mic and it broke.
I don't work technology well.
Yeah, it's like, right, this mic made in America, then it explodes.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much how it worked. I think I got shocked a little bit.
Okay, so yeah, for those of you who don't know, James is one of the two ghost admins on the site and the only one to write a proper article. Yeah, the other guy, El Fatso, he wrote one paragraph about Chuck Green being a BAMF, and then wrote a 3-point article about the best drinking game for Call of Duty Black Ops. That was it.
I'm so interested in reading those. Listen to my voice.
Yeah, so he's kind of dropped off the site. But hey, we have James.
That sounds so much better.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some fucking comic books. I, of course, have read oodles. But let's start with James, the newbie.
Really? Okay, yeah, put me on the spot as my voice cracks, too.
My guys, I'm a wrestling.
I remember reading my first comic.
I'm 13 again.
Yeah, I'm still.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is... I'm already breaking the podcast.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but the humans in X-Men are kind of racist.
Spider-Man can swing. Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man just got a black suit. I hope that turns out well.
I find this offensive because now he's committing crimes.
Mom, if you're listening, this is where you tune out.
Okay, James, what have you read?
Oh, God. I haven't read much of the new stuff. I'm pretty much reading Punisher Max and Sea Bear versus Landshark.
Oh, Sea Bear.
And 30 Days and Nights and the X-Files 30 Days and Nights crossover.
Okay, so, well, just countering by those a little fast. So, since you are new, the format of these things usually is we say one thing that we read and then give, like, a couple of minutes of our opinions on it.
Oh. Well... Yeah. Way to tell me during the podcast.
Well, I figured, like, we've been doing these for how long now, and you are a member of the site, so I figured you might have, like, at some point looked on here and said, hey, there's a podcast.
I just
maybe
looked at the site.
To one or two.
Yeah, I looked at the thing I typed and went, hey, I typed that, and then I never opened the site. No, I'm kidding. This will be James's last podcast, and he's fired. Aww.
Yes.
A moment of silence for that.
You've just ruined your chance to get potentially free copies of kind of crappy downloadable games.
All right. I sound so hurt.
Hey, dude, I got Payday for free.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Left 4 Dead, but with bank robbers.
Oh, no like that. I like it. Wait. Okay, should I talk about the comic now?
Yes, so pick one of the comics that you read for over the last while and just talk about it.
And there's that awkward silence where I'm trying to decide which one.
For a second, I was going to be like, did his mic break?
This podcast is so broken. He tried to adjust his volume and it exploded.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's something.
Let's go with Sea Bear.
What? Oh, yeah, well. Basically take the most random concept you can, double it, and add a bear.
Yeah, like, I read this comic too, and... It's almost like if Cthulhu was just a bear.
Yeah, and then Jaws learned to fly.
Yes. Like, it's fucking insane, dude. Which do you prefer, Sea Bear or Landshark?
I go with Landshark because it's just like how he is like, don't move, he detects blood. Woman has her period. Brawr.
Yeah, that was great. And just, like, that guy, like, he got, like, ripped in half or something, and his, like, intestines dragging behind him, and he's still, like, alive from the entire
thing. Okay, don't worry. It's a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound? No, it's not. Your whole bloody eye's gone. No, it's not. What is that? What's that, then?
Did you just turn British?
Monty Python joke.
clearly I'm paying so much attention to Monty Python. Wow.
You know,
this won't air.
You know, Black Knight?
Yes, yes, yes. It's been a while since I've seen it. I'm...
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I might.
I'm invincible! Right away, are you? You yellow bastard! Get back here! What's coming to you? I'll bite your legs off!
I'll bite kneecaps off, but nah.
I've watched a lot of Monty Python, okay?
I have not watched, like, any.
Do not question me.
I will question you. I'm Batman. This will never air.
No, it's gonna fucking air, dude.
If
you listen to our podcast, you know there have been much worse than this.
I totally have listened, yes.
Okay, so...
I am James. I am the breaker of podcasts.
Okay, so what else? What else you read?
Probably, like, one of my favorites, Marvel Universe versus The Punisher. I'm actually reading it as we speak.
Yeah, so...
Well, for look at this art! Isn't this art beautiful? Can you see the art? Oh, man!
Do you see?
It's look yeah. at right. You should see it! Whoa!
So listeners, this... do you see it?
Yes, so for...
Visual jokes. Look at your awesome shirt! Because so... I'm in the room with you!
Okay, James, for people out there who don't know what Marvel Universe Punisher is, give us a rundown.
Basically, it takes place, you know, Punisher's main story is still in effect. His family was killed by gangsters, mobsters, whatever you want to call it these days. And he decides, oh, I'm going to go get revenge. And, of course, one of them is holding a chemical container, briefcase, for whatever reason. Kills the guy, leaks into the sewers, and then it turns everybody in the Marvel Universe into flesh-eating things.
Hmm.
And any humans left are food, and Deadpool's in there.
Well, of course Deadpool's in there. He's fucking Deadpool.
Yeah, and he's alive-ish.
Yeah,
How's that work?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been reading the sequel series. I've been reading, like, the prequel series to this, the Marvel Universe versus Wolverine, which shows, like, the early stages of an infection for this thing.
Oh, there was a prequel? I thought Punisher was a standalone. Huh.
No, it has that. Like, that thing was the standalone, and then, like, recently, like, I think just a couple months ago, it just ended. They released another 4-issue miniseries, which was taking place before, like, either before or during the events of Punisher, Marvel Universe Punisher.
Yeah, well.
Focusing on Wolverine.
No one cares about Wolverine. It's like... And Hulk, that's when I get hate mail.
The Hulk ripped off Wolverine's arm. Spider-Man started everything because he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm looking at the setup page now with Spider-Man eating Rhino.
Yeah. Fucking Spider-Man. He ruins everything.
Yeah. Movies. Games.
Broadway.
People's health when they fail at Broadway.
Civil Wars.
Another example here. It's... Cartoons? No. Well, actually, has there been a bad Spider-Man cartoon, in your opinion? Aside from that weird CGI one, because I don't count that one as a...
There was a CGI Spider-Man one?
Yeah, I think it was Neil Patrick Harris. I'll look it up.
No, that was, I think you're thinking of Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
No. It was an old cartoon, like, early 1000s.
For Spider-Man cartoons, I remember, like, the original one... Which, with, like, the really kind of crappy, just, like, repeated animation for swinging everything.
He was always in the same part of town, like, oh, man, this looks familiar.
Yes, and when he's swinging, it's just a still image getting closer to the camera. Then there was one of the 90s, which is actually pretty awesome. There was Spider-Man Unlimited, where it essentially turned into Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah, that was the one where he got the actual suit I approved of.
Yes. That's the one where he went to space. Then there was...
here it is. I'm sorry to interrupt. Spider-Man, the new animated series, came out in 2003.
Does he have a big head in that?
Oh, yeah, Neil Patrick Harris did the voice, yeah. And semi-big head, yes.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. I remember seeing one that had this, like, it kind of has, like, a CGI, but, like, a shiny look to everything, in a way.
Yeah.
But probably the best Spider-Man series so far has been The Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, the newest one, yes.
It was fucking awesome.
Why did they end that again?
because well, I don't actually know why they ended it, but
like, it got great ratings, I thought, yeah, and it was like considered one of the best cartoons.
Yeah, it was going somewhere awesome.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I loved just everything, actually. Like, I didn't have a single complaint.
Yeah, but then I guess it ended, and but now they're coming out with Ultimate Spider-Man. Which may take place in the Ultimate Universe.
And where he'll die. Yeah, oops, sorry. Yeah. I just spoiled it for one person that hasn't read it.
Yes. Damn it!
I haven't even read it, and I know how it ends. By the way, Snape kills Dumbledore. Oh. I hate Harry Potter. I want to say that much right now on the record. I'm glad Snape kills Dumbledore and then gets eaten by a python.
Okay, well,
made of Legos.
Okay, well, it's a good thing that there is no Harry Potter comic book.
Oh, my God. On that Twilight graphic novel, please, for the love of God, kill me on that one.
I completely repressed that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there was one. I went to Borders when it was, open a lot, or when it was used to, exist. For those who go to Barnes & Noble, you can go die in a fire. Okay, I have to shop there now, but there was, in the graphic novel section, on display, Twilight the graphic novels. A little part of me died every time.
Great, they ruined writing, then they ruined movies, now they're ruining comic books.
Soundtracks, book covers.
I'm pretty sure.
Chess,
yeah, I'm pretty sure there's
an apples.
I'm pretty sure there's a Twilight manga.
There is.
Those things should not exist.
This is the world we live in. I don't want to live in it anymore.
I'm just kind of glad there is a True Blood to Twilight, because like True Blood, it does kind of go with like the same thing of like really stupid romantic bullshit.
Nerd.
But it also has people ripping dudes' spines out on live television.
Okay, that's cool, but I'm not a True Blood fan either. The only vampire-human romance I approved of, Buffy and Angel, the guy from Moonlight, and the girl from Moonlight. I don't remember their names.
Never watched Moonlight.
It was decent. Yeah. I mean, the ending, meh.
That was a decent show up until, I think it was in the first episode, actually, where he got staked to the heart. And, like, later, the chick finds out he's still alive, and he's like, oh, yeah, stick through your heart. That doesn't kill us. It just paralyzes us until it gets taken back out. And I'm like, why'd you have to ruin it?
And I'm just going to leave it in there for the rest of your life.
Another good thing about True Blood, when they stick someone, they explode in a pool of blood.
Just as long as they die. As long as they die, I'm cool with it.
As long as it looks pretty.
Oh, like, True Blood, it looks fucking amazing. It's just like, there's like sitting there and like, oh, and then like their skin turns black and they just explode, just blood and like internal shit flying everywhere.
I want to point out, I'm a little scared we're talking about True Blood, because I don't approve of the show, so I think we should move on. Weren't we talking about Punisher?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for the longest time, okay. And then now we're on this.
Okay, well, yes, moving on back to comics and vampires. James, what do you think of 30 Days a Night stuff?
I haven't read any of the new stuff. I just picked up the third one, Return to Borrow, earlier this year.
Oh, so
I still enjoy the original run.
Yeah, original ones are fucking awesome.
Because, I mean, we got Steve Niles writing it, Ben Templesmith, who did also the Dead Space graphic novel. I still can't find it.
I can hook you up.
I love you.
Wait, there's a Dead Space graphic novel?
Yeah, two. Yeah. There's one by the same guys who did the Dante's Inferno one, I think.
Yeah, like Dead Space was like a huge fucking like mass media thing. There was the games, there was the animated films, there were novels, there were graphic novels.
Everything tied in, which was a nice idea.
There was a motion comic.
Well, I knew there was the anime type movie that was made.
The newest one sucked.
And then a novel, but I didn't know there was like graphic novels and all this other bullshit.
Yeah. Like it started with the game, and then they're like, oh yeah, here's a few comics for you. And a movie. Oh, and another book. Oh, and a motion comic. Oh, and a prequel. Two prequel games. How about that? Here you go. Just for you.
Yeah, fuck
And
you.
Then Dead Space 2, they're all like, let's do the same thing, minus a few awesome things. The new movie, terrible.
Mm-hmm. The ad campaign was terrible.
The ad campaign was stupid.
YourMomWouldHateThis.com or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I like the idea, but at the same time, I'm like, my mom doesn't care.
Yeah, it's like
they picked the wrong moms to ask about that.
Yeah, it's like I'm pretty sure the people who are like supposed to be aimed that game's supposed to be aimed towards, their moms stopped having a say in what games they played like 5 years ago.
But, like, the problem with that whole commercial thing going on with that is, I mean, fine, I can see where they're trying to be humorous about it. Like, this game is so scary and gross and horrible that old women won't like it. But to me, on a much larger scale, is that was just adding fuel to the fire for fucking Fox News to hate on video games.
Yeah, plus, it's kind of pandering because, you know, old ladies don't play video games.
I'd be a little concerned if my grandmother was playing it. I'd be like, Grandma, why are you playing that?
Yeah, but then they released a second ad campaign where they got other women in to play the Dead Space 2 multiplayer.
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah,
I just thought they were all the same.
Yeah, I saw that. It was just like, they brought a couple more women, just sat them down with a PS3 controller, and it's like, alright, so here's Dead Space 2 multiplayer, why don't you give it a try? So they played it, and they eventually got in, and it was like, hey, I just cut that guy's head off! Eee!
That would make me want to play it then, if my mom approved of it. oh, yeah, this is so good. Look at all the dismemberment. Thanks, Mom. I'm going to go trade it back in.
Yeah. God damn it. Back on the comics.
I love how I can sidetrack anything like that. So, I am.
James, you said you looked at the X-Files 30 Days of Night crossover.
I approve. I love the X-Files. Love 30 Days of Night. The fact they crossed over just made me, weirdly happy. Basically, I think I don't know when it takes place in the X-Files canon, but 30 Days and Nights, it's like a few days before. Like, they get on the boat to get to Alaska or something. I'm still a little confused by the story, still working it all together.
I think the actual thing, it takes place, after the first attack on Barrow.
I thought it was before, because it was set up. They're like, they had a map on the, last page that said, we'll go to Barrow, it looks nice.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's what, I like the idea that the X-Files basically made them go to Barrow, and they're probably like, we just saved people's lives. Let's go home and make a good movie and then a crappy movie.
Yes, and then everything goes wrong. The two main characters become vampires.
That I didn't mind.
Yeah, that was actually really cool.
Like, I liked I was a little like, oh, she cut herself and put blood on the ashes, she came back. That, I was like, eh.
Yeah,
but then when they went, it's like, oh, then it'll fit the story. I was like, let's see where this goes.
Then as soon as he came back, ah.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, hi, I love you.
It's like, oh,
I was
what
like,
the
that's
fuck,
a great way to end it.
Yeah, then she's
like, go buy book three.
Yeah, and then she's just like, oh, what the fuck, dude?
I laughed a little bit, honestly. I was like, ah, best ending ever.
Yeah, that was great. But just, I read some of the later ones. I think it's around, the fifth issue, after the one that has the clowns on it. Like 30 days.
Oh, like, 30 days. I'm sorry. I was
No, it's like 30. Yeah, I think it's 30 Days a Night. So 30 Days a Night, it has always had the art style of hard outlines of the characters with colors seeping through everything.
Which is mighty pretty.
Yeah, it actually looks good. But then I'm pretty sure after the fourth or fifth volume, it started just getting to the point where they just took a canvas, then just threw paint at it, and then drew the outlines of characters on it.
I honestly prefer either. It looked pretty nice to me.
Yeah, that's good. The original art style, the original thing of the colors actually bleeding through. That actually looks really cool because that looks like it actually put some thought into it. This one, it looks like they took the one I'm talking about. It looks like they just put some canvas inside a second grade class, gave a bunch of paint, just said, all right, go nuts, and then they just drew outlines of characters and buildings on whatever was left.
That's pretty much the best way you can come up with anything.
It's fucking terrible. I fucking hate it.
Here, second graders, make a violent cover for us. Okay!
No, but if they actually did do it to the second graders, they did not have them incorporate anything into it. It's like, here's some paint, throw it at that wall.
Alright, use a lot of red. Okay!
No, there wasn't even that much red. It was blue,
Wait,
white.
Which one are we talking about? Oh, the Return to Barrow cover? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not talking about Return to Barrow. This takes place. I'm talking about the volume shit that takes place after.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
There was the original one, then there was the in between one, then there was Return to Barrow, then there was the Russian one.
Russian one.
Then there was one with the clown on the cover. I'm talking about the one after the one. I'm talking about the one that came after the one with the clown on the cover. You haven't gotten there yet.
No, I told myself after I get the third collective book, I am going to take a break from buying some stuff.
Okay, so yeah, we'll have words afterwards, but
Wow, I sound like you. Okay, you're in trouble after class, young man.
No, you're not in trouble. I'm just going to introduce you to a way to save some money.
Help. It doesn't help. I zoned out for a little bit.
It's like when I'm through with you, you're going to save yourself some money.
I got games to pay off, son. And art supplies I don't use to buy. And imaginary Halo toys, because they're just so pretty.
I have seven different figurines of Master Chief.
I have two. Shut up. Get the math right.
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know how many action figures they sell in Delaware.
Not a lot. It's sad. I had to order a Gundam offline for $50 because I was like, I just want a Gundam toy. I spent $50, and as soon as I got it, I'm like, all right, what do I do with it now? It's just sitting on my bookshelf, just staring at me like it's ashamed of me for buying it.
You know what you did.
I spent $50 on a Gundam. If I told myself that when I was 8, I would have been like, you're stupid.
Well, yeah, so anything else? Anything else that you want to talk about?
Halo Helljumpers is still a great graphic novel.
Yeah, what the fuck is it?
It's basically Dutch's and Romeo's story before, Halo 3 ODST and whatnot.
Okay.
I would have been happier if it was Mickey and Dutch, but,
Okay.
Meh. I guess I can't really be happy. But it's ODSTs without Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
So, yeah. I cried a little.
That just drops my interest like, through the floor.
Because if it doesn't have Nathan Fillion, you can just be like, it doesn't sound that great.
It's like, oh, cool, ODST. Is there Nathan Fillion in it? No. Fuck off.
Just burn it. Burn it.
Yeah, just like, all right, I'll buy every issue. And then just stand outside the comic shop and just burn it while doing a ceremonial ring dance or something with Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion falls out of the sky. That'd be a great video right there. We should do that. But then again, if we get Nathan Fillion, I am pretty sure I would not be able to leave his side by hugging him. This has nothing to do with comics, but internet, now you know I love Nathan Fillion.
Well, Nathan Fillion is playing a character who supposedly released a graphic novel published by Marvel Comics.
Yeah, Richard Castle, the great, like, one of the greatest characters ever invented, and one of the greatest shows ever invented, and one of the best book franchises ever invented.
Wait. Richard Castle, the guy he plays as, is based off of Marvel character?
No.
Okay. Nathan Fillion plays Richard Castle, who wrote a series with a character named Derek Storm, and it got turned into a graphic novel by Marvel. And then he wrote another series based off the copies with, but he puts himself in the story where he's a magazine writer instead. The girl is still a cop.
Yes, and
he's egotistical like that, and I love him.
Yeah, and, so, like, the actual, like, full release of the novels, like, the graphic novel supposedly written by Richard Castle, it was actually written by Brian Michael Bendis, so...
I've got the comic right on my desk, actually. Probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing because I don't know when it takes place in the timeline of anything.
Some hot Bendis for that ass.
This just got really awkward.
There ain't nothing wrong...
I zoned out for a split second and I said, Bendis ass. I'm like, what?
There ain't nothing wrong with some Bendis. Brian Michael Bendis.
Sure.
And I said, some Bendis for that ass.
There's something wrong with you.
Dude, I run a website. Of course there is.
I run like 50,000.
Really? Okay. No. It's like, how come on all the ones that I've seen of yours, there's nothing except one picture?
Shut up.
We have 421 posts. What you got?
A cleaned out website where I said I will post stuff more frequently, and that was updated last summer. Shut up! Let's talk about comics now.
Okay, so I think that's all James has read, I guess.
That should be my intro song whenever I'm on the podcast. Let's move and talk about something else. And here's James on the podcast. Yay!
Okay, so James, you have anything else you want to talk about?
I demand a Nathan Fillion-themed comic where it's just him and his everyday life. If anybody in the comic world is listening,
they aren't.
They stumble upon the wrong podcast somehow. I mean, what?
Yeah, it's like if someone from the comic world is listening to this podcast, they must have lost a bet.
No, they must have clicked the wrong link that took them to another wrong link, and then another one somehow ended up on this site, and then they burst into flames and clicked download.
Yes, they like smashed their head off the keyboard while trying to think of something to write, and then accidentally brought their browser and brought them to this site and started playing this podcast.
At this exact moment.
Yes.
And they're like, let's rewind. Oh my god. If that, honestly, that would be the funniest thing in the world if that happened. I would be like, let's make a movie about that.
Let's make a movie about someone smashing the head off a keyboard and accidentally hearing us.
And then it stars Neil Patrick Harris as me. Because apparently okay, let's go back to comics. I'm great at derailing things.
Yes. Okay. So
no. I just don't like Neil Patrick Harris.
What? He's adorable.
True. I can't deny that.
Well, yeah.
We've gotten to this on movie podcast before. So, well, Shax.
I have to join the movie podcast just so I can talk about Nathan Fillion and Neil Patrick Harris. Then.
Well, I'm all about talking about Nathan Fillion.
Isn't he so dreamy? Have you seen his hair? Oh,
I want to lick his hair.
I want to nom his hair.
By the way,
Mom, if you're listening to this...
I want to live inside his hair.
I want to fuck his hair and then marry his hair and have little baby Nathan
Fillion
hair.
You don't fuck his hair. His hair fucks you. That's the difference.
Okay. Yes. But I still want to marry and have little Nathan Fillion hair babies.
It's like that'd be
a great t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, it's like no matter who he is in a relationship with, Nathan Fillion's hair is always the picture.
I told myself, it's like, if gay marriage becomes legal in Delaware, I call dibs on Nathan Fillion.
You're just going to wait for him to get into Delaware and then just drug him or something?
Yeah, no, you'll just hear, like, Nathan Fillion has gone missing in Delaware, and then you'll just, there'll be that awkward silence on your end, and you'll just be like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's like, Nathan Fillion's gone missing in Delaware. Yes, hello, Homeland Security? I know where Nathan Fillion is.
And as you see, like, you see another YouTube video of me just running in the background carrying him, like, I got him!
Yeah. It's like, no one's taking Nathan Fillion away from me! And you just reach inside his hair and pull out a gun.
And then I pull out an ODST jump jet, and it's like, yay!
Yeah, they just boom, peace, bitches! I'm out!
I'm so great at derailing, I want to point that out one more time.
Hey, Jax, what do you read?
I only read one comic book. That is the Deathstroke number one for the New 52. You and me, we talked about this while James was trying to fix his mic. I'm trying to get back into reading comic books. Mm-hmm. And right now I chose a very poor time of the year to get back into comic books, and that's why I only got like one comic book read. Like, my work is the crazy Christmas time of the year, so we're always busy, we're always working long hours. And then, like, now, you know...
What do
not,
you do?
I work in a warehouse. My job sounds easier than it is. I work in a warehouse. I walk around this warehouse, put stickers on boxes, put those boxes on skids, and then ship those skids to another warehouse.
I'm sorry. I'm awake. Funny. I swear I'm awake.
It sounds like the most boring job in the face of the planet.
That's why I listen to podcasts while I'm at work. Like, there's nothing to it. I mean, it is easy to a point, but, like, the thing is these boxes are all, like, somewhere between 50 to 100 pounds each. So doing that 1,000 times a day it puts a toll on the body.
So it's strenuous as well as mind-numbingly boring.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I do not envy you.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, right now it's Christmas time. It's our busy time of the year. And so, yeah, work's just been crazy for me. And then plus, you know, like, I just got, like, Uncharted 3 in and Assassin's Creed and Saints Row yesterday and then Skyrim on Friday. And so, like, not only would I rather play video games than read comic books, but also I'm trying to play these, you know, so I can do reviews for the website. So that's also been taking up a lot of my time. And, yeah, it's just – and then everyday life outside of that, it's just been a hard for me to get back into reading comic books, especially on a regular basis. And I think I kind of just overwhelmed myself, because when I first was like – you know, when you started showing me, you know, the internet basically when it comes to comic books, I just was like, oh, I'm going to get this one and this one and this one. And now I got like 20 comic books sitting there, and I've read – a small handful of them, and I'm just like, I can't do all this.
Yeah, that, like, so, that, like, that is not the Like, the best way to get into comics is to ease yourself into it. Just, like, pick one thing. Just one thing you think is interesting, and then read it. And then if it starts referencing something, or you start seeing characters who have their own series, then start to branch off.
Right, yeah. And that's, earlier today, a guy opened up my folder with the comic books in him, and I just started deleting stuff like, I, the Green Arrow comic books. I had the first two of that. I was like, I could give a shit less about reading about Green Arrow, really.
Yeah,
you know,
fuck Green Arrow.
I deleted all the Blackest Night comic books. Like, I still haven't gone back to that. I read like 0 through 3, and then I went to go read 4. And I'm like, not only do I not know anything that's going on in the DC universe as it was at that time, but I have forgotten what happened in those first 4 comic books that right now I'm wasting my time by reading this one because I'm just lost. I would have to go back. And I'm like, fuck it. Like, what I read in those first, like, 4 comic books were slightly interesting, but outweighing it was this is ridiculous. All the superheroes are dead. I'd rather not. So fuck that whole series.
Okay.
But so I deleted a bunch of stuff that I don't care to read or that I did read and I'm like I don't want to follow up on. So right now I think I'm gonna stick with Deathstroke. I just read the first one.
Okay.
I got 2 and 3. I liked it. I don't know much about Deathstroke. I knew he was a mercenary and a gun for hire. You know, that's all I really knew about him. And he was a bad guy.
Yeah, he's one of the archenemies of the Teen Titans.
Yes, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Slade is the cartoon name because Deathstroke wouldn't go through the censors.
Yeah, his real name is I think like Wilson's like Slade Wilson.
Yeah,
Wilson Slade and his.
Wilson's
weird. Thing.
Yeah,
it's Wilson Slade or Slade Wilson. It's something.
I think it's Wilson. Yeah,
it's some company. It's some combination of Wilson and Slane. Slade.
Yeah, so like I don't know, like the comic book. He's an old man. I wasn't expecting that. That was kind of I don't know how to take that. Like I didn't really care for it. Like because I kind of felt like. Being that this is a number one of the new 52, why wouldn't they start him off in his career as Deadpool? But at the same time, I'm sorry,
he is not Deadpool.
He's
that would be like the biggest like shock in comic history. It's like, oh yeah, that is Deadpool. He's just crossing dimensions.
Oh, I just got the joke of Deadpool's name. It's his real name is Wade Wilson.
Wade Deadpool waiting in a Deadpool.
Wade Wilson, and Deathstroke is Wilson Slade.
Oh yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about that's an old one.
Back in the olden days when comic book cost a nickel.
am I that old? I say, up, turning to dust now.
Yes. It's like this comic book, this podcast in memoriam of James, who was killed by his microphone.
I die like 7 times in this one podcast. That's great.
You're more of a dead man than I am.
You killed James, you bastard!
Oh, look, a nickel.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Oh, man.
All right. It's like, Jesus.
Hi, I'm James. I'm great at making things go horribly askew from where they're supposed to be. That is my superpower.
All of a sudden, we're all sounding like the fucking little things from Star Wars, and it's like, alright, we've hit a train wreck.
First off, that sound was perfect, and it scared me a little bit because I didn't expect it. It just goes like, these things are like, I'm like, what the fuck?
I read Deathstroke. I'm kind of weirded out that he's an old man, but I guess I don't know what to think about it.
That's kind of the thing. Like, since he is like an enemy of the Teen Titans, like it's essentially just going to opposite ends of the spectrum. Of like, right, so we have this team of heroes. They are really young, really like have little to no experience. Then you go over to their arch nemesis. Who is this old motherfucker who has seen more shit than you can possibly think of.
who is voiced by Ron Perlman.
Yes.
And Ron Perlman. Really Batman.
He looks like the guy that was in Tango and Cash.
I don't even know what that is.
And like, yeah, it's such a fucking offbeat reference. It's
hold on, no, I'm Googling it. Hold on, wow, I got...
it is, come on, Kurt Russell as Sylvester Stallone.
That's a scary image.
Did you just Google Blue Waffle?
No, I Googled Deadpool, or Dead Man. Son of a... I failed at my own joke. Alright, can we move on?
Yes.
Teen Titans are kids, and Slade's all like, I'm a pedophile, la la la, here's Raven.
Yes.
So, yeah, like, I don't know, I guess I kind of took, as the New 52 in some ways, as being an origin story or going back to, you know, old days, I guess, or something. Only when it came to him, I guess. I don't know why. Like, I'm reading a couple of the other comic books I did, and them being who they are already was nothing to me. It didn't faze me. But maybe it's because I didn't know anything about Deathstroke until reading this comic. And seeing him as an old man and not expecting that, I guess it was just kind of like a shell shock to me where I'm like, what? He's not like, you know, in his 30s or something, just out of the military. He's like 60 years old and somehow a badass. Okay, whatever. And it was, I don't know. Other than that, it was a decent comic book, I guess. It felt short because it was just one quick mission with three teenagers that did nothing at all. There's no story really that was introduced. What's that?
Teenagers are good at doing nothing. I mean, hell, I'm doing nothing right now.
Yeah, fuck, I'm in my basement. In my underwear.
I see that image.
I got my balls in my hand. What's that?
I'm just sitting here in my Xbox branded underwear full of holes, scratching my balls and drinking a beer.
You should mention that my hands
at the desktop on my laptop or on the computer so I don't get distracted so I can behave properly.
I feel like I should mention that my hands didn't go to my balls until Dead Man said that he was in his underwear.
Oh my god. Now I'm not breaking the podcast anymore.
We kill the podcast now.
Yeah, so thank you, Dreams, for joining us.
Is this a challenge? I will break this podcast. I will find a way. And broke my.
Alright, so just alright, let me real quick finish with the Jesus Christ, I want to call him Deadpool.
Deadpool in the DCU.
Yeah, like I don't know. It was a quick comic book. It was just one quick stupid mission they did, and he got handed a briefcase, and then he shows the briefcase to someone else, and the dude was like, oh, I swear to God, I didn't know. And then it basically ends after he kills the teenagers. Spoiler alert, I guess.
It's not a spoiler. If you team up with a guy named Deathstroke, odds are you aren't going to live long enough to get collect the paycheck.
Or you'll have a stroke. Terrible job.
I like that the teenagers kept calling him Love Tap. Kind of makes sense, you know, kind of like something totally different than what Deathstroke. But it was as quick and I don't know how to explain it other than it, you know, it went really fast. It was one little stupid mission that they did, but it was enough to keep me interested through it. And then that kind of like cliffhanger at the end where he shows the dude what was handed to him while on the mission makes me want to read other comic books in the series. So yeah, I don't know. I think this is going to be the series that I keep in contact with. At least for a while. And then, you know, I wanted to check out, like, Batman and stuff, but...
Okay. So I guess on to me now. And as I said, I read a Kid and Caboodle of comic books. So I guess we'll just run through some New 52 stuff, just real quick. Just okay, so I read... So I got Batgirl issue 3, Green Lantern issue 3, Batwoman issue 3, Suicide Squad 2 and 3. That's probably been my favorite so far.
I think I saw something like about Suicide Squad at Comic-Con. I can't remember.
Yeah, Suicide Squad's fucking awesome.
Looks good. I spelled Suicide wrong on Google.
Yeah, Superboy issue 3, and just another quick thing about this. This was like kind of the moment where I realized that they had brought over Caitlin Fairchild from Gen 13 into the proper DCU. So, like, for those who don't know, Gen 13, it was the series that was out in the 90s, drawn by Jim Lee, who did the Justice League issue 1, doing the Justice League series. And essentially what her ability gave her was she turned from like a little like 90-pound scrawny little nerd thing into essentially an Amazon. She turned into like one of the Amazons, like just like over 6 feet tall, like 300 pounds, but ripped as shit. Like huge boobs, tight ass.
You got my attention now. What?
You know, dead ass, dim tits.
When you say she's brought over to the DC universe, what do you mean?
Like before Gen 13 and like Caitlin Fairchild, they were part of Wildstorm, which was a offshoot of DC.
Okay, like a sister comic book kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like it's owned by DC, but it has its own separate characters. Like I think DC, like the only two that I know right now are like Vertigo and Wildstorm.
Okay.
Yeah, so like John, it's like Constantine, even though that like is a Vertigo property, it's still owned by DC.
Right on.
And so they brought a bunch of characters over from Wildstorm. Well, a couple of characters at least. They brought like Grifter, who was originally from Wildstorm. But yeah, and Superboy. I actually kind of like the Superboy in this thing because I'm pretty sure he's a sociopath. Like he does not understand right from wrong.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this was in the second issue, but either the first or second issue, where like they had Superboy in like a virtual reality program of him like hiding out in Kansas, like Smallville, Kansas, and then they introduce this girl Rose Wilson. They're walking along, they're talking, and then you just see in the background like a house is on fire, and he doesn't even notice it. Like, does he register? And there's somebody in the house, like, screaming, "Oh, dear God, please help me! My children are burning alive! Someone please save me!" And he's just, like, hitting on this girl. Like, not even registering that someone is dying behind him.
Would you? Really?
No, but he doesn't even, like, I'd register them. I say, like, "Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to get some."
That's all you do?
Yeah, I'd go over there, piss on the house, and leave.
Super pissed and destroy the entire house?
Nope, not super pissed, just piss in their bush and then leave.
It would still destroy them and the house and then
cause the new
Grand Canyon.
It's death by piss.
That's a great first date movie.
How are we going on our first date? How are we going to see this awesome movie, Death by Piss? Starring Bradley Cooper.
Ah.
And Robert De Niro.
Talking about UA Bowl. Aww. Because everyone gets sad.
It's produced by M. Night Shyamalan.
Aww. With Mel Gibson. Wait, what?
Yes, and produced by Lorenzo de Bonaventura, who also did the Transformers movies.
I'll just pretend I understood who that guy was.
Directed by Michael Bay.
I would actually watch it more now, because you said that.
Directed by Uwe Boll and Michael Bay.
Okay, I'd watch it just for the Michael Bay explosions. I'll say that much.
Yeah, okay, so moving on to some other stuff I read. So Batman and Robin issue 2 and 3, it got better. Like, I wasn't too keen on the first issue, but it got better.
Okay, did Robin stop being a little bitch?
No, he's still a little bitch, but now he's a dog.
Wait. And,
Batman got Robin a dog.
Oh, I
thought you said he became a dog.
Yeah, I thought he became a dog, too. I was like, that...
No.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but in the most recent issue, Robin, he kind of went out on patrol on his own, even though Batman told him not to. So he's beating the crap out of someone, and then some guy just comes along out of nowhere and drugs him, so he's paralyzed on the ground while the guy beat the shit out of him.
Nice.
So, take that, Damien, you little shit.
I'm surprised the dude wasn't like, "Now I'm going to fuck you in the ass."
Of course, they always end up rape.
He's a little boy, why not?
All right, fair enough.
Come on. Bruce Wayne wasn't the one who drugged him.
He doesn't need to. He just throws money at him.
Go be my little man boy now. I can kill your family again. Wait, what? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, actually, this Robin is actually Bruce Wayne's son. Like his actual biological son. Yeah, this isn't like the first one where like Dick Grayson was adopted by Batman. This is Batman fucked a chick, and then that chick popped out a baby.
Who's the chick?
Talia al Ghul.
I figured.
Yes, and so, like, this kid spent his entire life being trained as an assassin. And now he has to spend, now he has to like work night after night with his dad who doesn't kill anyone.
That's a, yeah.
So, we'll also read Ultimate Spider-Man issue 4, which, so the new Spider-Man, he's definitely a Spider-Man.
Wait, are we talking like, I'm sorry to interrupt, like, are we talking like legit Spider-Man or weird mutation Spider-Man that took place in that old cartoon?
We are talking like this guy got bit by a spider and then got spider powers.
Okay, I'm happy now.
Yes, and he also now has an insane guilt over something that he could literally not have helped at all.
What is it this time?
Yeah.
Peter Parker's murder. Yeah, so
thanks
like,
for spoiling for me, thanks.
So like what happens is after this kid gets his powers from the spider that was brought to him by Snoop Dogg.
Seriously.
His uncle broke into Oscorp and then a spider snuck into his bag and then that spider came out and bit this kid's hand. But his uncle looked an awful lot like Snoop D-O-double-G.
I was gonna say, if it was really Snoop Dogg, I think I would like go pick the comic up right now.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Maybe they drew him to look like that and you know, thinking you know, in the long run that someday this might be a movie, a Snoop Dogg can play that part.
And then he takes over and becomes Spider-Man.
Okay, so well, this kid got bit by a spider, then he got spider powers. And then, yeah, like, this is all, like, he got spider powers while Peter Parker was still rolling around as Spider-Man. And then, one of the issues is, like, Spider-Man's been shot, and he's like, oh, fuck. And then he sees, like, here Spider-Man gets murdered. And then he's just all of a sudden like, this is all my fault. If I could have been there, I could have helped.
Oh, God, man. Oh, shut up.
Yes, and then that, the death of somebody who he had never met, who had not inspired him in any way, and who he literally could not have been unrelated to more, unless he lived in a different country. He is feeling insanely guilty over not being there to help him after he got shot in the fucking kidney.
Are we so sure about that? Like, I don't know why. I feel Marvel will be like, around like the next, like the 50th volume, they'll be like, oh yeah, by the way, he was actually in town when it happened and knew it was going to happen.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I feel like comics do that. You know, you're just like, yeah, oh wow, these two things are unconnected halfway through the series. Oh my God.
You're going to find out that he's the one that shot Spider-Man. Yeah.
Now we know who shot Spider-Man.
Are we sure?
Yeah. Yeah, the Punisher.
Second shooter. I call second shooter.
It actually showed in two different series. It showed the entire events of leading up to Spider-Man being shot.
I'm still calling second shooter.
There's gonna be a third series.
The Punisher.
The new Batman running around killing him.
The Punisher shot him.
Okay, I will start reading it if that's true.
Yeah, like
I just raised my hand for some reason.
Yeah, and so what happened was in the Ultimate Universe there are like these two teams. They're the Avengers and the Ultimates. The Ultimates are like the ultimate version of the Avengers, and meanwhile, the Avengers are a hit squad.
So, okay, are the Avengers this hit squad? Are they the same Avengers as the Avengers that like Captain America and Iron Man?
Not really. They have the kind of archetypes. Like they have a Black Widow replacement. They have a Hawkeye replacement. They have a Hulk replacement.
Who replaces the Hulk?
The first Hulk.
I was gonna say Mini Hulk.
He is replaced by Bruce Banner is replaced by the guy who taught Bruce Banner how to become the Hulk.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
Yes. And he's an old black man.
What?
Yeah, so in the Ultimate Universe, Banner, he was not exposed to a gamma bomb and then became the Hulk. He did some experiments on himself with Super Soldier Serum to become the Hulk. But everything that he learned about, the Super Soldier Serum to become the Hulk, he learned from this old black man.
I see.
Okay, so, well, yeah, so the Avengers and the Ultimates, they ended up, getting into, infighting. It was, a big whole thing, because they thought that, because each team thought the other team was, being traitors to the country or some bullshit. And so while this was going on, so then Captain America, he's about to, kill Nick Fury. And the Punisher, who's part of the Avengers, is up on a raptor and is like, alright, so I'm gonna shoot him in the knee, it's gonna be fine. So then Spider-Man, he's swinging along, and he's like, oh shit, this guy's about to shoot Captain America, I'm gonna go save him. And then goes, shot rings out, he, goes, tackles Captain America out of the way, then takes a bullet right through the kidney.
Of course he does.
And the Punisher just...
I feel like it's shot in the kidney nowadays.
And then the Punisher just screams, what the fuck was that?
Can I just point out, two people have been now shot in the kidney, if I remember correctly? Like, it just... Do people not like kidneys anymore?
Of course not, dude.
Oh, I mean, Spider-Man and the one person for Batman that I zoned out for a sec.
Yeah. Kidneys is what stops us from looking yellow like The Simpsons.
Yes. You see, kidneys fetch a lot of money on the black market. So people think by destroying kidneys, they can destroy the black market.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess somebody would be able to get a hold of Spider-Man's body and sell spider kidneys. All right, I'll accept that.
Well, yeah. So this kid, he now feels insanely guilty over something that he could literally not have made any better.
Again, are we sure about that?
Yes. This kid doesn't even have webs, but he thought he could go up against the Green Goblin, who in this universe is essentially the Hulk with fireballs.
I like that.
Yes, like the Sinister Six, they came along, they attacked Peter Parker, but he also had with him the Human Torch and Iceman from the X-Men because they were living with him. Yeah, and then like they're beating the shit out of him, Aunt May shows up and shoots Electro. Yeah, and I'm not talking about with some, like, fucking future fancy gun, like weird comic book gun. I'm talking with a fucking six-shooter.
Revolver, really?
Pulls out, like, a fucking .38, just blap, blap, twice in the chest. Oh, yeah, and also in this universe, Gwen Stacy is Carnage.
Okay, that's kind of hot.
Okay, wait a minute. Who's Gwen Stacy?
Is she the blonde?
Yes.
The Black Cat? Yeah.
No, she was never Black Cat.
In this universe?
Never in this universe. Black Cat is Felicia Hardy.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Felicia Hardy has always been Black Cat and all.
Yes. Gwen Stacy was, like, in the standard comic books, like in the regular Marvel universe, she is, like, she was Peter Parker's first love before Mary Jane, and then he killed her.
Oh, I didn't know that. Spoiler alert.
Well, everyone says that the Green Goblin killed her, but no, he didn't. The story behind Gwen Stacy's death is, like, Green Goblin, he throws off the Brooklyn Bridge, and then Spider-Man jumps down to save her, shoots out a web, grabs her leg, but, like, when the web gets onto her leg, it causes her to stop with such force that her neck snaps back and breaks.
Seriously?
Yes. Spider-Man killed Gwen Stacy.
I would think that her leg would have been torn off, and it would have been funny.
No. Peter Parker killed Gwen Stacy, And then started blaming everyone else for it. He kept comparing his relationship with Mary Jane to the one with Gwen Stacy in the House of M. He ended up like when the universe got rewritten, he ended up being married to Gwen Stacy with a kid. And then when he came back, he like almost killed Quicksilver for making him have to live through that.
The hell.
Well, yeah. So moving on. Read some Uncanny X-Force, which is still fucking awesome. Psylocke is now the new Death. Yeah. Read Avenging Spider-Man issue 1, which is it's good. It's really good, but I'm kind of scared about what this might be like foreshadowing. Because at one time when I was not into comics, there were about 7 different Spider-Man books running at the exact same time. So I'm afraid that now that we have Amazing Spider-Man and now Avenging Spider-Man, soon we're going to get Spectacular Spider-Man, then, like, Splendiferous Spider-Man, and then Super Spider-Man, the sequel.
Whimsical Spider-Man.
Yes.
Mine was not as good. I feel sad now.
Spider-Man Attorney at Law.
Oh, that would actually be really good.
Ooh, man. If it's like Harvey Birdman, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
Franklin and Bash also. I would go with that.
So, yeah, so
don't
it's good.
Judge my taste in shows.
I'm not. Alright, so also Lies. Yeah, also read the comic with the stupidest name ever, Magneto Not a Hero.
Well, I would hope he's not.
Well, actually, he became a hero after the events of M-Day.
I don't know anything.
Okay, so, well, what happened with... Have you heard of House of M?
Familiar with it?
Okay, so what happened... Okay, so House of M, what happens is... The Scarlet Witch, she, like, goes crazy and then rewrites the world so that mutants are the dominant species on the planet.
Of course.
Yes. Then Magneto finds out that Quicksilver made her do this and gets her to change it back. But she says, no more mutants. So then it reduces the world's population of mutants from, like, thousands to 200. And Magneto lost his powers.
Then he got... Would some weird time paradox thing happen? Like, go back in time, make it so there's no mutants, and then because you went back in time and made no mutants, we didn't have to go back in time and destroy mutants.
No, like she didn't go back in time to get she didn't go back in time to get rid of mutants. She just kind of like people who had mutant powers lost their powers.
Okay. I really gotta like start reading comics, because now I just sound like a goddamn idiot.
Yeah, Shaq sounds like this every week.
Oh man,
what's that?
Never mind.
Perfect example.
I was reading an article.
Okay,
and
so
that article was how to pay attention to doing a podcast.
Okay,
sorry.
So moving on. So
I'm Batman.
Yeah, so Magneto lost his powers after M Day, then he got them back. Then he started living with the other mutants, like Cyclops and all of them, on Utopia off the coast of San Francisco. And then he started, like changed his life around, like, started doing good stuff. Like he helped them rebuild San Francisco. He brought Kitty Pryde back from space.
What?
Is this the thing that happened when he, like... didn't he do a comic book, or there's a comic book with him that he was called Joseph?
Yes, this is the thing. So okay. Joseph is a clone of Magneto.
Oh, wow. You just went from, this sounds interesting, to another clone story.
Yes, and so Magneto Not a Hero, what it is someone dressed up as Magneto with Magneto's powers, kills like 12 people on video at an anti-mutant rally.
Of course.
Yes, and so then Magneto wasn't there. He wasn't at the rally, so it's like, huh. And then he goes and uses his...
Oh.
Yeah, so then he goes and uses his Cerebro-based machine to find the other person with magnetic powers and realizes, oh shit, Joseph's back.
I want to go back to he brings Kitty back from space.
Yes, it...
Because, I'm not on a serious note about it, you know me. Hmm. My first thought is he goes like, I will bring her back, and just points at the sky, and then her body falls to the earth on fire. And just lays there. It's like, she's back, and then he flies away.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Oh no.
During the story arc of the rise and fall of the Shi'ar Empire, Kitty put herself inside a giant space bullet.
And, okay.
Yes, you see, this bullet was going to destroy a planet. So she went inside it and made it intangible so that it wouldn't destroy a planet. But now she can't get out of it because it just keeps going on forever and ever and ever because there's no other forces to stop it from moving. So then Magneto, what he does is he goes up on a mountaintop and then sits there and meditates for about 3 days trying to bring the space bullet back to Earth.
Okay, that's even better than my stupid idea.
Yes, and then once she gets...
bring the space bullet back for you.
Yes, and then once she gets back to Earth, Kitty can no longer make herself solid again. She phases through everything.
How does she not phase to the center of the Earth, then?
I was going
to
say that, you dick. You stole my joke.
She can't... Okay, so she can't phase through the ground.
Oh, well, okay.
She'll phase through walls and people and shit, but she won't actually fall through the ground.
That's a horrible design flaw.
Yes, it is.
I think she should just fall and just occasionally pop back up in the background, just go like, whee!
Yes. It's like gravity every once in a while. Like, she'll just like go to like one side of the earth and then it's like, okay, gravity's coming back, fall through again.
It's like, hi guys!
No, like because
three issues later, she pops up in the bathroom. Oh my god!
It was like, it was weird, because she's intangible, she can't talk.
Are you... What?
I don't know how that happens, okay? But, okay, this is comic books. Science doesn't apply.
Well, I understand that, but even from a comic fan standpoint, it's like, what?
Does her clothes stay on her?
Yes.
Or do they face through her at home?
No.
Does she have clothes, really?
Yes, yes, but it is her like X-Men spandex, so they can never come off.
Oh. Aww.
But it's weird. At one point, they make like a suit for her that she can't phase through, and it looks like a Russian cosmonaut suit. Yes. Okay. So that's it for X-Men. Moving on. Grim Fairy Tales. Hook.
That's a horrible segue.
Yes, I know.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
I love you.
Yeah, oh God, he's drunk.
Yeah. So
maybe.
Okay. So
look at the shiny.
God damn it! I'm trying to talk about Hook.
You want to talk about Captain Hook? Well, he was in Peter Pan.
Yes.
He had his own movie. Robin Williams was in it.
Okay, so...
That was a horrible movie.
I never saw it.
Grim Fairy Tales, a little while ago, they released a series, they released a miniseries called Neverland, in it, Peter Pan was a life-sucking vampire who kidnap children from our universe to drain them of their life force.
What?
And then Captain Hook was one of the kids he kidnapped who managed to escape and then comes back like 20 years later and his and like he lost his hand to the crocodile and what was over here was just like one of those really shitty prosthetic hook hands. But then when he goes over there, it turns into a giant fish hook hand that can shoot lasers.
I was going to say, if it shoots lasers, I'm just going to... Like, if you heard a smack, that was me facepalming so hard.
It shoots magical lasers.
Of course it does.
And Smee is his therapist.
Of course.
But yeah, it actually is really good. Well, yeah, so now it is like, after the events of that, Hook is now dating Wendy.
Ew.
Well, actually, Wendy in this universe is like in her mid-20s.
Still ew.
So's Hook.
Also ill. Like, and, I just can't help but see
and Tinkerbell
Hook and Kid.
And Tinkerbell, who in that universe was a sex slave and just regular slave to Pan. In this universe,
regular slave.
Yeah, so she fucks him and then also does his bidding.
This is a family friendly podcast, by the way.
Yes, she will suck his dick and kill people for him.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, James's mom.
It's a little awkward now that he said hi. And my voice cracked again.
Hi, James's mom. It's like, if you want some links for this, email me.
Wait, what? Never
it's
mind.
I know where he went with that one.
It's like, James's mom, if you want pictures of Tinkerbell sucking off Peter Pan while killing someone.
Okay, send those to me. No. I will Google that later.
Okay, moving on. Red Guarding the Globe, issues 1 through 6.
Sounds like a Globetrotter comic, honestly.
It is a spin-off of Invincible.
I have no idea. Oh, the Robert Kirkman thing?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, this takes place during the Viltrumite War, during which a lot of Earth's heroes went into space. And so this is just like the people who were left behind trying to save the world.
I just can't help but picture the Family Guy episode where Robin goes to save the chicks falling off the cliff. They're like, you're Robin, though. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you don't have any superpowers. He's like, but I do have a cell phone. And he's like, oh, wait, no bars.
Yeah. Aquaman. It's Aquaman. Yay, Aquaman will save...
The guys who were left behind are by no means slouches. Like, there's a guy who's indestructible and has rocket gloves. There's one who can like race, like move at the speed of sound.
I thought you were gonna say it was racist. I was like, what superpower is that? Yes.
There's the Abominable Snowman.
What?
And he's 12.
Oh wow. Okay. Putting the Abominable Snowman. That's crazy. He's 12. Alright, what?
Yeah, it's like he's a regular Abominable... He looks like Abominable Snowman, but his parents are like 25 feet tall.
Okay.
Go play with the superhero, son. Go save the universe. We'll be over here in our cave that is tall enough.
No, it's weird. At like one point, they're like fighting in the middle of a thing, and all of a sudden, like two giant motherfuckers show up, and then it's like, alright, who are you? What do you want? It's like, we're here for our son. It's like, son? Oh. Dude, how old are you? 12? Get the fuck out.
You're no longer a superhero. You're just a really, really hairy child.
Yes. But then he goes back to live in the Himalayas with his parents.
But this just sounds like a horrible kid movie. Like, we helped the Abominable Snowman make it back to his home. Now let's go save the world.
But
high five!
But it isn't that. It's like, right, so the Abominable Snowman's going to show up, and then he beats the living shit out of alien tanks.
See, again, this is still making me sound like an idiot. I should really just start reading random comics.
Yeah, you should.
Next podcast, I'll be reading something so... Like, I'll be like, I picked up this comic. What was it? Pony Pony Adventure Time. What's it about? Well, it's a pony and it's a time for adventure. What's he do? He chainsaws things.
Sweet.
I will write that if I can... I will draw that, actually, if we start.
Okay. So, moving on to my other separate. I'm on Deadpool Max 2, Issue 2.
Woo!
Yeah, so... Hydra Bob takes drugs to make sure that he doesn't want to fuck somebody. That's the issue.
That's probably... Like, I can't even think of a horrible joke for this one.
Yeah, like, that's what happened was Hydra Bob got framed for killing millions of people in, like, San Francisco or something. And so then he...
Here's about San Francisco, though.
Yeah, so then he thinks he knows who did it, But the only problem is that any time he gets anywhere near her, she ends up seducing him and fucking him for hours.
I would not be... I'd gladly be, like, assumed I killed people if that was the price.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, so what he does is he starts taking drugs that they use to, like... That they use to, like, medically... That they use to, like, medically deter, like, pedophiles and rapists. So, like, he can no longer get wood.
See, that sounds like a Comedy Central movie, honestly, but at the same time, like, okay, that sounds legit.
Yeah, and then while this is happening, Deadpool's going around and fucking shit up. Natch.
Of course.
Okay, also ran up Morning Glories, issue 14.
Like porno.
It isn't. It isn't. Oh, it is not by... It does have a lot of hot chicks in it, but it also has dudes... It also has, like, giant spinning alien corks, and then, like, ghost dudes putting their hands to people's heads that cause their eyes to bleed out. There's like this one bit where this guy is trying to intimidate one of his students, so he calls in, like, a student of his who he's been like his favorite student for, like, 5 years. He strangles him to death right in front of her. So he's like, that kid was like a son to me. What do you think I'm going to do to you? Yeah, and so, like, in this one, what's happening is there's this thing called Wood Run, which is, like, a bunch of kids out in the forest. And so when they go out in the forest, like, all of a sudden, like, within a matter of seconds, it turns from day to night, then it starts raining uncontrollably, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on in that forest. But in the last issue, what happened was, like, a girl and, like, the instructor, like, guidance counselor from her school, went back in time, like, 25 years to when her dad was still alive. Because the girl who went back in time, her parents were killed because they refused to ignore that pretend that their daughter didn't exist.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like at this school, at the school Morning Glories, what happens is the teachers get a bunch of students who all have the same birthday.
Okay.
Because they think that like the kids who are born this birthday have weird psychic abilities that they can use to do something magical. And evil.
Which it's my birthday, and I'll be like, yay!
I think it's like May 23rd.
Oh. Now I don't feel included.
Well, yeah, so they go to the school, and then one girl tries to call her dad, and it's like, hey, dad, I'm just calling. It's like, who is this? It's like, it's your daughter. We don't have a daughter.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then hangs the phone, and then, like, the person who was there, like, introduced him to school is like, we want to sever the bonds between the parent and child so the child gets, like, a real independence in this thing. So we encourage the parents to pretend that they don't have a child.
That's terrible.
Yes. But then, what are the main characters' parents? They refuse to do this. So the guidance counselor, the student spirit lady, took her down to the basement where her parents were tied up dead.
Okay.
Yes, believe me, I got so much more shit like this. Like, The Boys, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker, issue 506.
What?
Yes, so, The Boys, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker is the origin story of Billy Butcher, who is the leader of the boys, who are a branch of the CIA whose job it is to police superheroes.
How well does that work out, I wonder?
Pretty well, because the superheroes in this universe are insane. Like, there's one guy who's essentially Martian Manhunter. Every once in a while, he goes down to, like, a tranny hook, goes down to, like, a brothel, and then gets a bunch of tranny hookers to fuck him in the face.
Yeah!
The guy who...
Sounds like a great weekend to you, doesn't it?
It's the guy who's supposed to be... The guy who's supposed to be Superman, like eats people, he, like, rapes people, he... There's one bit that they have, like, The Boys has some dirt on him, where it's just pictures of him raping this woman's corpse, eating it, and then ripping out the fetus that was growing inside her and eating that, too.
Good God.
Again, Mom, thank you for tuning into this lovely podcast.
Yeah, so what happened in the previous issue was Billy Butcher, he was like living at home with his wife, everything was going fine. Then one night he wakes up and his wife's stomach is ripped open and there's a flying fetus in the corner. A flying fetus.
Okay.
With laser eyes.
Okay, that now I think you're just shitting with me, but that sounds so believable at the same time.
Yes, so the baby shoots his laser eyes at Billy Butcher, gets it in the neck, and then Billy grabs it and beats it to death with a shoe. Then in this issue, he finds out that his wife was raped by the Homelander. Yeah, and then he joins the boy, and then he ends up joining with Mallory, who is the who's like the founder of the boys, and ends up and goes and murders a house of superheroes with an M16.
Oh, so that's every superhero's weakness.
Yes, every superhero's weakness is M16.
Okay, explains why Punisher always has one.
Yes, you know, the more you know.
I think that was a computer startup.
Okay. Well, yeah. So and then there's actually one really great scene in it, where like the guy who's there's like a cop who's like interrogating Billy, saying like, all right, so we're assuming that you murdered your wife, essentially saying that, and then Billy's like, do you have a wife? He's like, yes, I do. It's like, can you imagine never seeing her again? And then he jumps off the table and gouges out both his eyes with his thumbs.
And there you go.
Yes, and then so then they beat the crap out of him, and then they put him in this room, and then Mallory comes in, hands him his wife's diary, and then starts reading through it. It's like, oh shit, and it's like looking at it, it's like the Homelander raped me. And then then Mallory lets him out, gives him an M16, and says, "All right, go kill everyone in that house." Okay.
That was a short clip on an M16.
I only fired a couple rounds.
See, look, I just derailed a serious moment. I don't know why. I just felt like I should point out a flaw in this.
Okay, moving on. Deadpool, issue 46. Where Deadpool is now fighting evil Deadpool.
Is it a reverse color scheme? Is he blue instead of red?
No. He's essentially like, what if we took some parts, body parts from Deadpool and then stitched them together with body parts from other dead people? Yeah, see what happened, like, in the previous issues, Deadpool was in a prison in England. He's in, like, an insane asylum. And while he was in there, a doctor, who was, like, treating him, ended up falling madly in love with him.
A dude? Or a girl?
Like, a girl. I didn't know
that. Okay, yeah, see, I should probably start reading more.
She was kind of fat.
Let's hear it out first.
Okay, so, well, she becomes, like, madly obsessed with him, so then she ends up, then she, like, finds his severed head. Because there's one time where his head got severed, and then he grew another head. Because healing factor.
What?
Yeah, Deadpool has a healing factor.
Oh, right. And he, yeah.
Yeah, so his head got cut off, he grew another one. But then this doctor tracked down the head that was cut off, and put it in her fridge, along with a bunch of other body parts that could make a full body. Then those body parts put themselves together to make evil Deadpool. And now the two are fighting each other. So yeah, fun all around.
I always thought Deadpool was just a bad guy anyway.
No, Deadpool's not bad, he's just insane.
I thought he was just I'm Deadpool, I have nothing. I can also be Batman if I wanted to.
Now, Deadpool has never actually done the series as a Batman. Like, Deadpool, he's always, like, breaking the fourth wall, like, talking directly at the audience. He has, like, two different text boxes that represent different voices inside his head.
Like, I thought there was only the one, but oh, hey.
No, he has two. Huh. Yeah, so, like, he is, like, this guy is a, like, exact opposite of Deathstroke. Like, Deathstroke is hyper-serious, like, he is, like, insane, he has the insane skill, but he's also, like, hyper-serious, doesn't trust anybody, doesn't care about friends or anything. Meanwhile, Deadpool is, like, has the nice skill, but he, like, loves his job. He has, like, fun every time he does it. He tries to make friends. I think he tried to join the X-Men for a while there. He was rolling around with Cable for a while. He went into space. He ended up, like, in a love triangle with an alien princess and an alien arms dealer.
Why not?
And they also ended up destroying that entire planet's government.
Nice.
Yes, but he didn't do it alone. He also did it with Lady Deadpool, Kid Pool, Zombie Deadpool, and Dog Deadpool.
Okay, the Dog Deadpool's adorable, though.
Yeah, Dog Deadpool's so cool.
You're so fluffy. I use you. Oh, you're eating my face now.
Yes, and in the universe Dog Pool came from, there's also a Wolverine dog. Yes, they actually made a dog that looked like Wolverine. He had the hair. Instead of barking, he went bub. So instead of barking, this dog went bub.
Bub, 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 bub. What's that? Timmy's stuck in a well. Bub.
Yeah, he can only say two things, bub and snicked. Okay, and well, finally, read Amazing Spider-Man issue 674. This is epilogue to Spider Island. The Vulture is back. Spoilers.
Does anyone care though?
I don't fucking know, dude. That guy's gonna be like 8 billion years old by now, I think. And I thought like he died during the Gauntlet.
Ooh.
If it was even in the Gauntlet, I don't fucking know. Okay, so I guess that does it for stuff we read. On to some news.
I'm Batman.
I think he loves our... I don't remember what podcast. What podcast was it where we kept saying, I'm Batman?
I haven't even actually... I feel bad. I'm going to be honest. I have not listened to any other podcasts. How many have there been?
That's it. You're out.
There have been... This is the 27th.
Oh, wow. I got a lot of downloading to do. I'm just downloading a whole bunch of other crap. I'll go download it right now.
Okay, so... on to some news. Army of Darkness is getting a new comic book series in February 2012.
Woo!
Yeah, so it's put out by Dynamite, written by Elliot Sereno and art by Merritt Michaels.
Oh.
Yeah, so
like, actually, I don't know who they are.
Neither do I.
I was like, oh, I want to sound disappointed, and if they're listening to the podcast, they're like, why doesn't he like us? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ash is back. He has the chainsaw on his arm, and but just like looking at the cover of this image, like look at the cover images they have for spoiler stuff. There is another chick. There's like a chick rolling around with them who also has a chainsaw in a hand and a shotgun.
There's my future wife right there.
Yes, and the Necronomicon is back, and it also has a new ally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just let me read the let me read the quote that's on this article. This is from Elliot Sereno. With the relaunch of the Army of Darkness series, we're hoping to take the story of Ashley J. Williams' struggle against the forces of the Necronomicon in interesting new directions while remaining faithful to the spirit of the original films. We're going to meet new characters, face bigger baddies, and explore what it truly means to be the chosen one in the AOD universe. Some talented people have contributed to the AOD mythos, not only in the movies but also in comics and video games, and living up to their efforts has been a real challenge, but I'm also drawing inspiration from those creators who've gone before me. As a huge AOD fan myself, I'm trying to tell a story that I would love to read myself.
Alright, well, he's got my interest, and I will give him a shot.
Yes.
If he betrays me, though, I will chainsaw him.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, I do have the Army of Darkness Marvel Zombies comic right in my hand now. When you were saying Army of Darkness, I was like, yay! I'm hoping, honestly, they do a quick... Like, I want to know... If they'll do the werewolf zombie thing, like they'll just finish that up for me.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I want to see them,
if it's a few pages, be like, oh, look, another portal. Boom. Okay. All right. I'm happy. And then just continue the story and I'll just be like, all right, yeah, I'll buy it.
Okay. So Marvel has decided to cancel its series X-23.
No one cares.
I do.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're stupid.
X-23 was fucking awesome.
She's cheap in Marvel. No, I'm kidding. I don't play Marvel vs. Capcom anymore.
I want to play Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I want it so bad. I contacted Capcom, but they haven't emailed me back.
What game?
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Where's Mega Man? Where's Punisher? Why do I not have a Punisher in a fighting game yet?
It's got Phoenix Wright.
No one cares.
I do.
I don't. Look how much. Do you see how much I care right now? Look how much.
You give me Harvey Birdman in that game, I'm there.
Harvey Birdman is not from...
A broken reality at that point.
Yeah, Harvey Birdman is not from Marvel or Capcom.
I don't give a shit.
Who cares? He'll defy
I love him.
Trademarks.
Well, yeah, so...
I want Punisher. Capcom, if you're listening, since you're with Marvel, technically, how about a new Punisher game that isn't terrible with Ray Stevenson? Because I know you're listening to this podcast. Just like I will be.
Marvel has also announced canceling a couple of its other series, including Alpha Flight, Victor Von Doom, and The Destroyers.
Did anyone really care there was a Doom comic?
Not really, because it's just Doctor Doom. It's just Doctor Doom. I'm pretty sure like the entire issue is just like him like ranting on for like 20 pages about how awesome he is.
I have a cape. Look at my metal cape. Oh, I have a metal.
This series is going to end with issue 20. Where X-23 comes back to Utopia. And she'll also be joining the Avengers Academy. And she's going to be in the Venom miniseries, which will be coming out, I guess.
Are they doing anything with Anti-Venom, right? That's the...
Yeah, Anti-Venom is gone now.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know much.
Yeah, Spider Island happened.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I really should start reading comics, because I'm pretty sure somebody's going to email me saying, you're stupid, you don't know anything about comics. It'll be from you. And then I'll die a little inside.
Well, yeah, so what happened in Spider Island was people were everywhere infected with spider powers, and then if they kept spider powers too long, they eventually mutated into spider monsters.
Okay, that I'm not reading that. No, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's absolutely terrifying for me.
So Anti-Venom, he had the ability to cleanse people's blood of like any impurities, essentially like ridding them of the infection. So then Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, he drained the Anti-Venom of all its anti-venoms, and then spread them out throughout the city. So Eddie Brock is no longer able to turn an Anti-Venom, and everyone is back to being normal.
Oh, yeah, I read something, a comic on DeviantArt about that. Okay. Yeah, it spoiled it for me, but I was like, okay.
Okay, so...
Well, now I'm filled in. Yeah. All right.
So, Batman Beyond is coming back.
Yay! Woo!
Yeah, so yesterday... All right. Yeah, so I think yesterday or the day before, DC announced that Batman Beyond Unlimited will be starting its run in February 2012.
Did it really need to be called Unlimited?
Yes, it did.
I don't think it did.
Oh, yeah, well, fuck off.
Fine, I'll just go take my podcasting abilities to... Oh, wait, I don't have any.
Yeah, this is all you got, bitch.
Aww. Starting next week, James will be on his own podcast. La 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 la. And then he won't learn how to turn the mic on.
Yeah, it'll just be like you trying to post things like where's this audio file?
How do I hit record? What is this? All right, thank you for turning into the podcast. This is...
Okay.
So... And here, oh, hey, I think I got the audio work.
Okay, so... Well,
and
this...
I got to know how to...
Yeah, Batman Beyond the Limit is going to be a thing.
I'll stop.
Superman Beyond is going to be in it.
What?
Yes, they... Well, actually, it's going to be the entire Justice League Beyond.
Wait, I really should look this stuff up for something. Yes. What is this Justice League Beyond? Is it like
it's
the future? Oh, yeah. Wait, is it like in that one episode where it's like a Asian kid, Green Lantern, Hawk Boy guy person?
Yeah. like looking at it, there's like
really?
looking at it, there's an Asian Green Lantern. There's like Hawk guy in the background.
I'm looking at an image from Google right now.
There's Aqua Girl. There's
thing.
Wonder Woman.
Barda, I thought it was, because apparently she's there for some reason.
If it was Big Barda, she'd have it with that stupid fucking helmet on.
I want superhero babies.
I'm pretty sure they already did that somewhere.
Damn it.
Deadpool baby. I'd read that.
Baby pool.
Baby pool.
Batpool.
It's Batpool. That'd be fucking insane.
See, that's the crossover we need. Deadpool and Batman. I think that.
No. Baby Deadpool and Baby Deathstroke. They can team up against Baby Batman. And Fetus Robin.
Fetus Rice.
Yeah, because he has to be younger. He has to be younger than Batman, so he'd be a fetus. Batman would carry him around in a jar.
Fetus pool. Marvel, here's your new idea. Fetus pool. Just a little fetus with a Deadpool mask and a butter knife. Safety scissors. Safety scissors.
Wow.
God, Marvel's going to send me a letter saying, please stop doing this. We will sue you.
Okay, Sinister Six is going to be... The Sinister Six is going to be returning to Amazing Spider-Man in 2 issues.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I don't know who that
is. Yeah, so the Sinister Six, they have been like a big part of the Spider-Man canon.
I remember. It was in the... Spectacular Spider-Man. It had the stupid Vulture.
Yeah, well,
Octopus.
Yeah, and the Spectacular was a Vulture, Electro, Doc Ock, Sandman, Rhino.
Rhino, voiced by John DiMaggio.
Yes, and one other guy who I can't remember.
Scorpion?
No.
Hold on. I want to say. Wait, you said Electro, Doc Ock.
Yeah, there's Electro, Doc Ock, Sandman, Vulture, Rhino. And one more.
Mysterio?
I want to say...
Might have been Mysterio.
I want to say
here
it's
we go. Here we go. It's Vulture, Rhino, Electro, Shocker, Sandman, Doc Ock. One, two,
Electro. Shocker. Shocker, fucking Shocker.
Electro and Shocker.
So this new Sinister Six is going to be...
The same thing?
No, Shocker uses shockwaves, like sound waves.
Oh, right. I always... Wow, I...
He's basically the same thing.
I seriously am just going to get, like, an email from some random person and be like, you're stupid. No. Dude, really think that.
Dude, if we were going to get emails about being stupid, we've gotten them a long time ago.
No, I think it's just going to be me soon by myself getting them. I'll just be like, why did they do this to me?
The new Sinister Six, well, the most recent Sinister Six, is going to be comprised of Doc Ock in his straight jacket and scarred face look, which is awesome.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, like right now, Doc Ock, he is like this skinny little dude. He's like completely wrapped up in bandages. He has to breathe. He has to like talk and breathe through like a contraption on his face. He has like goggles permanently welded to his eyes, and now he has 8 robotic arms instead of just 4. He looks fucking bad as shit.
Wait, but now he's not an octopus then?
No, like he doesn't walk at all. Like his legs, he doesn't kick anyone. His legs are like pretty much useless now.
So.
But he still has arms.
He's
right?
essentially a mummy with essentially he's essentially a mummy with electric arms.
Why?
He got
a design flaw. Like
he exploded. Okay.
Doc
Ock was caught in an explosion. It horribly scarred him. So they bandaged him all up and then gave him 2 more arms. Well, 4 more arms.
Who's they? Like he wasn't like a bad enough person.
It's somebody. I think like I don't know, fucking Norman Osborn might have. I don't fucking know. Someone did.
I think the Punisher did, just because he's bored. I don't know.
So, also, we have the Sandman. There is Mysterio. We got Electro. And Rhino, who looks less like a dude in a Rhino costume and more just a mutant Rhino. And finally, Chameleon. Because, yeah, Chameleon.
Man, on a Spider-Man
note... I'm
not
sure what Chameleon's thing was. Is he a shapeshifter?
No, he's a master of disguise.
Yeah. They had like a cartoon version on some show where it was like that and made me giggle.
Yeah, I think there was like a couple episodes with him in like the 90s cartoon or some shit.
Yeah. He was like just a dude in a mask with like a gray face and he just walked around saying, oh, I could be anything. He turned into Deadpool at one point.
Yeah, he's just a Russian guy who's good with makeup.
Alright, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
probably the worst.
Like any Russian transvestite.
Yeah, and so looking at on this article, there's a bunch of preview issues. There's a bunch of previews of the pages coming out for 676, and it looks like the Intelligentsia are going to be in there. So, for those of you who don't know, the Intelligentsia are like
in other words, me.
No, like they're this group of like evil geniuses that were gathering together to like take down the Hulk. Yeah, it was made up of MODOK, the leader, Red Ghost, and that guy that made that stupid android thing.
They sound so scary. I would be so scared as a superhero.
Yeah, the Red Goat, yeah. Like, well, MODOK is a mental organism designed only for killing.
Yes, nice. I played the weird game where they're all like, yeah, let's explain what I am.
Yeah, and the leader was essentially like the leader was kind of the polar opposite of the Hulk. It was like, you know, like the Hulk was like the scrawny little dude who got given to gamma radiation, became like this huge hulking mass without like any thought. But like this guy, and then like this guy went from being a strong dude with absolutely like he was fucking retarded to he got supposed to gamma radiation, became a little scrawny dude with a head like the size of a football, and was like the smartest man and was one of the smartest people alive.
Yeah.
So Sinister Six could come back, and it looks like the Intelligentsia are too. Yay!
Hey, I'm looking at Spider-Man stuff for the new cartoon. I don't know if I approve of it yet.
Yes. So
Drake Bell is the voice of Spider-Man.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He was
Drake
from
and Josh.
The Amanda Show.
But I do have some good news.
Hmm.
J.K. Simmons will be doing the voice of J. Jonah Jameson.
Fan fucking tastic.
That's enough to sell me. And Clancy Brown and Stan Lee will be doing voices.
Well, yeah, well, Stan Lee does voice in everything.
He's always in he's in every Marvel thing, except for, what I can tell, Punisher.
He was in an anime.
Yeah, he was in his own, like, I saw it. It was Ultimo, I believe.
No, not Ultimo. He was in it was a completely separate anime that had nothing to do with Stan Lee at all, but he was still in it. It was called Hero Man.
Oh, that's it. That's the other one. He also did Ultima, though, right?
Yeah, he wrote Ultima with a mangaka from Japan, but he had nothing to do with Hero Man. And he was just, and he was just a dude in a coffee shop. You know, just like in there every single day, just sitting there drinking coffee. And then they refer to him, and they're like one. I think they only refer to him once by name.
Well, I know he's in there. I'm happy. I do love all his cameos. My favorite still being, what was it? I think it was Iron Man 1, where he was, oh my god, that was...
I actually liked his cameo in The Incredible Hulk. Because that was funny, he was in there for like 5 minutes just to die.
I thought, which... he like drank the blood.
Yeah, like he got gamma irradiated blood inside like a soft drink. He like takes it out, drinks it, and he's like, dead.
I thought he just hulked out.
No, he died. If anyone drinks gamma irradiated blood, they would just die from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, like I said, I just like looked and laughed. I was like, that's funny.
Okay, so our final bit of news for the day: Marvel is going to be releasing digital copies of every single one of its ultimate comics from in the next with starting in the next couple of issues. So starting with Ultimate Spider-Man 6, Ultimate Comics Ultimates, Issue 7, and Ultimate Comics X-Men Ultimates, Issue 7, they are all, every single one of those, whenever you buy in like a regular issue in store, you're also going to be getting a free digital copy.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It apparently doesn't apply to me.
Well, they haven't started it yet.
No.
So, yeah. I guess that's going to do it for news. So, on to some new releases. So, James, I sent you the link in the chat. You got it?
Here's the fun part of the podcast, everybody. James trying to figure out how to get back to his messages.
Okay, so looking up. Okay, so you're on the screen where it has all our names and stuff. And then along the bottom, there's like the little tray of icons.
Okay. You see so what I am. Yeah, hey, there we go. Look at that. I clicked the link.
Okay. So that'll.
You did good.
And then my computer explodes.
You did good, Shax. You did good, James. Have a cookie.
I don't want a cookie because it's all the way downstairs.
Your mom could now post this podcast up on the refrigerator.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at little James. He figured out where the chat was.
He's getting a gold star.
I want to seriously make that a shirt now. You can post this podcast on the refrigerator. That would just be the best shirt of all time.
Okay.
You sound like you're dying for a second.
Who, me?
I don't know, somebody.
Oh, okay, so you have a list up?
I'm bored reading it already.
Okay, so I guess I'll just start with some of the shit on here that I'm looking forward to for this week that I haven't read yet. Or some shit that I want, some shit that I despise with every fiber of my being, like War Goddess. That was just bad. So fucking bad. So we got a whole bunch of shit from DC. We got Batman, Birds of Prey, Blue Beetle, Captain Atom, Catwoman.
Ooh.
DC Universe presents Green Lantern Corps, Justice League, Legion of Superheroes, Nightwing, Red Hood, Supergirl. Yay!
Hey, what?
I'm going, yay!
I'm just seriously, like, just my cheering alone could be enough for something.
You're cheering alone.
How many times have I cheered today, I think, in this podcast? I think, like, 7,000 times in the highest voice.
I don't know.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, hey, hey!
That was that. What? Relevant to anything.
Dude, that was Fat Albert. Come on.
I know this.
Hey, hey, hey. A hip of the zoo with a bob of the bib, a hip of the zoo with a ghost dad.
Beep. Beep. Boop. Boop. Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's...
Yeah. Oh, he did.
I would love that, actually.
Okay, well, moving on. From Image, we have Elephant Men, Haunt, Morning Glories. But there's this new series they have coming out called Mudman.
Uh-oh.
So, Marvel.
that sounds so thrilling. And then Mudman, I was like, yeah.
Marvel, whole bunch of shit.
Whoa, like, whoa, wait, what? I'm sorry. I got shot by something.
Yes, we got Venom, Ultimate Comics, X-Men, X-23, whole bunch of a re-release of the entire run of X-Men Schism.
Oh. No, I'm reading something to make me go aw again.
So what is X-Men Schism?
X-Men Schism is the, like, is the, like, miniseries event that led to the X-Men splitting into the Utopian, like the people who live in the asteroid, the people who live in the school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the like the new Hellfire Club, they made like the Sentinel that fit. They made the Sentinel that fit in a suitcase.
Sentinel yeah. Suitcase, okay.
Yeah, and then like, and then at that point, like Wolverine and Cyclops got into like their big fight, and then Wolverine decided to go back to New York and reopen the school.
You know, Sentinel sounds like a name a company would have that makes briefcases. Like tired of the locks on your briefcase not working anymore. Try our new Sentinel briefcase.
Yes.
It fires lasers if somebody tries to open it.
Yes. It's like for the best protection against those damn muties, get the Sentinel briefcase.
Because you're that 1%.
Yes, because you're the 99%. Yes, because you're the 99%. Keep yourself safe.
And the 1%, they get lasers.
We put Samson lasers in business.
I heard you like your suitcase. What if we add lasers to it? Would that be all right? No? Well, too bad.
It's like, what if you make your suitcase a giant walking robot?
That doesn't sound like it would help me in my commute to work.
Well, too damn bad.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did we mention the robot can fly?
That's mildly interesting.
You can ride on the robot to work.
Well, I live 5 blocks away. The walk doesn't bother me.
Yes, but now you can do it from space.
But I can't.
Another satisfied customer for Sentinel briefcases.
Save this, and we are going to make this a video. I swear we will. You heard me, people. I'm pointing at my room for some reason.
Dude, we save everything. I have it all on my computer.
No, I know. I mean, like, this would be a great YouTube video. I will draw like small panels of it. Just like, how would you like to do this? I don't know. Well, too bad. Yeah.
Well, too damn bad. You son of a bitch. Okay, so anything on that list that I mentioned that I didn't mention that you guys might want to look at?
Mass Effect.
Oh yeah, Mass Effect.
Let me go back up to it now.
I can hear your mouse quickly scrolling.
Yeah, it's my mouse.
Either way, I heard it.
Was it Dark Horse?
Yeah, Dark Horse.
Yeah, Mass Effect Invasion number 2. See, when I see like a Mass Effect number 2 like that, like you're talking about a game series that are like. And a number 2 means there's not a lot of them that I could probably get into this.
Well, I think it's like the third Mass Effect comic series.
Oh, God damn.
Like, there was the first one, there was like a tie-in between the first two games, right?
Yeah, and then there was the one that was like a prequel showing the elusive man's rise to power.
And how he could also fly.
And then there was something else.
I want to point out, with the elusive man, when I read it's like the cigarette-smoking man from the X-Files back, I thought it was true. I was like, oh, it's just the elusive man. I just felt so stupid.
It's just chain smoker.
Yeah, no, that made me happy. But then I was like, wow, I feel very stupid. As I should.
Damn right.
Oh.
Well, that sucks, because like, if this is like something that's like a continuation of something else.
I'm not sure if it's a continuation. I just know like this is the third comic book series Dark Horse has put out that has taken place in the Mass Effect universe.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I would imagine. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was like, I'd imagine they do like as many tie-ins with all their characters, but at the same time do setups or key characters or side characters that would tie in, because that is what BioWare loves to do.
Yeah, like just thinking, like I can't imagine like Liara and Sony playing a huge role in the Elusive Man story.
Maybe have a reason for it to tie in come up. Yeah.
Yeah, because like the cover of this issue that Shaq's thinking of, I saw it. It has Liara on there shooting lightning at something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't it an orange background with Liara?
It's like a blue one.
Let me just look it up. Actually, I have it.
I'm going by the last one I saw.
Well, just this one. We'll be pulling it up soon. I have it on here somewhere on this huge list of shit.
Hi, I'm James. I'm the most or ignorant to comic stuff ever, except for stuff that came out 10 years ago. Like, hey, not even that.
Like, hey guys, you hear about this Clone Saga thing?
Guys, did you hear? Captain America died! Like, one person on the internet doesn't know it. And emails
me. Oh, spoiler!
Yeah. I feel like I could just spoil everything with the random things I've heard.
So, in what world did Captain America die?
The main one.
Yeah, like, I guess since there's like 17 bajillion universes, I do like the one where Punisher's the dominant person in that Marvel.
Oh, wait. So, like, the one I'm thinking of, this is Mass Effect Invasion. And the person on the cover is not Liara, it is Arya.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Liara and Arya.
It's kind of easy to make that comparison because, like, all of Liara's species look exactly the same.
Right.
But, you know, this one has lightning.
That's racist.
And on the alternate cover, it has some weird giant tube alien thing.
Oh, see, I was right. It was a penis.
Not a penis.
They have, like, related items down here at the bottom, like Mass Effect number... Oh, that's Invasion also. Mass Effect Volume 2, Evolution... I don't know what that is.
Trade paperback.
Oh, I'm looking at... Yeah, there's, like, on the comics, there's Redemption, Incursion, and Vision.
I always thought graphic novels were just comic books that were more...
Collected,
you know,
in my opinion.
Yeah, and like, the graphic. Like, yeah, the graphic novels are, like, the collected editions, like the TPs.
Are you guys on, like, the Mass Effect wiki? Because that's where I'm at. I'm looking at the weird blue alien.
I know we're on comic list.
Yeah. Look at me being on the Wikipedia. That is probably wrong. But the thing looks like a blue penis. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it's not the thing I'm thinking of.
So you're looking at the dude from Watchmen?
Yeah, okay.
Probably.
You're looking at Dr. Manhattan?
Well, that explains why he wants to touch me. It's reaching... Oh, hello.
Okay, Shaq.
Mom, again. Wait, whoa. I'm on the Mass Effect. Apparently, not only were there be a... Speaking of Mass Effect, there's a lot... I know it's not the film podcast day, but there's the live-action film and then an anime one that will be coming out next summer.
Save it for Friday.
I don't care.
Hey, but he's not going to be here on Friday.
I'm going out with... Well, actually, I don't know.
Point exactly.
Yeah, so, Shaq, anything else you're looking... Thank you. Do I have to go on this list?
I don't think so. That's the only thing that popped out at me that I've seen.
Okay. James, anything on this list you might think look cool?
I should probably pull the link back up, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should, motherfucker.
Please, please enjoy the wait.
No, we gotta do like Skyrim music.
Holy shit. What is this? Flesh and God's fairy flame. Don't let that.
We just like dubstep.
Now it sounds like he's masturbating.
We need just like dubstep, just a wub 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 wub. Bass drop. Boom 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 boom.
Oh hey, there's some Punisher stuff coming out. That caught my eye. Two number fives. Okay. Wow. Not a lot. Oh my God, Gossip Girl the manga.
Oh dear God. Like, oh my God.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay, so I'm guessing for Gossip Girl manga, it's going to be like, someone's posting shit on like that Gossip Girl blog shit or whatever it is, but then that shit starts becoming. But then that shit starts becoming reality. Like, oh my God, I just heard this girl fucked her brother. And then all of a sudden, like, the girl just looks at her phone. Yeah, the girl just like looks at her phone and just looks up, and all of a sudden her brother's in her. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? And then they're trying to figure out, like, who's behind the Gossip Girl blog before she ends up destroying the universe.
Here's something. Viz Media, since it's on the comic list, the entire Full Metal Alchemist manga box set.
Man!
All $40,000 books. Okay. Okay. Wow. Adds up to a lot of pages.
Yes. Even though all this shit is available on the internet for free.
I would buy a box set if they would just make it easy for me to buy them. But no, because Tokyo Pop's out of print.
Mm-hmm.
In America. I don't know. Yeah, probably just Punisher for me. And anything Walking Dead that might be coming out.
Walking Dead? Yes, 91. It was fucking awesome.
I'm not that far. I'm always going for the hardcover books. Watch, I'm pulling up the Amazon. It's going to spoil the cover for me. Nope. Okay, it's just a hat. Okay.
Yep, it's Dale's hat.
I know he... spoiler alert to those who have not... He died. Haha. You heard he died.
Yes, and Andrea and Rick hooked up.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if that's real or not, but I'm just going to choose to deny it because you're a dildo. You probably just ruined everything. Like, I'm going to be going, it's like, man, that really happened? I read that page. Son of a bitch!
Oh, yeah, Carl got shot and he lost his eye.
Well, yeah, that I'm on that part. That's where the book left off, the collection. Hmm. That's as far as I got. Anything after that, I'm just like, oblivious.
Okay. Someone in the town tried to stage a coup to take the town back from Rick and everyone.
Of course, why not?
It failed.
I would imagine so.
It failed in a matter of seconds.
I'm going to go stop. I'm going to go take over. No, you're not. Okay.
Yeah, it was actually really hilarious. Like the guy pulled a gun on Glenn, and like Rick just shows up, and then Rick just walks up and is like, what do you think you're doing? He's like, we're taking the town back. Really. From Glenn. From Michonne. From Abraham. From me. From Andrea. Are you fucking kidding me?
I lost my hand to a sword, so suck it.
Like, that was just like the greatest.
That was actually really good. I like the idea. He lost his hand to a sword. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Instead of, I gotta cut my own hand off with an axe. Nope. Friendly fire. Yeah. Sort of.
Okay, so moving on to next week. This is we're going to be talking about new comics for the week of November 23rd, 2011. So, James, if you go to the top, you will see a button that says next week's comic list.
Now I got to pull that up. I just closed the link. Oh, my
God. God damn it, man.
Dude, what are you running, like IE1?
No, I'm not even looking at the computer. I'm trying to sketch. Okay, oh, this caught my eye right off the bat. Jesus Hates Zombies, A Jurassic Kind of Life, Volume 2.
Yes.
That sounds amazing. Awesome. That sounds amazing. Like Abraham Lincoln, zombie hunter, killer, mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just move down the list. We got.
I'm gonna keep scrolling down now, and
we got
randomly shout out things that might appeal to me.
We got Incorruptible 24 from Boom Studios. Nothing from Dark Horse, DC. We got Aquaman, Black Hawks. The Flash, Fury of Firestorm, Green Lantern, New Guardians, Eye Vampire, Justice League Dark, Savage Hawkman, Superman, Teen Titans, Voodoo, and Diablo, issue 1 of 5.
The Angry Birds books come out apparently next week. The cookbook for eggs, the green doodle book, and the red doodle book.
Oh.
And a Doctor Who encyclopedia. Oh, that's actually kind
of
cool.
From Dynamite, we have Warlord of Mars, Deja Thoris, issue 8. That entire series is centered on a woman who wears literally nothing but a thong and nipple tassels.
Ooh. All right, you got my attention. I'll buy that book.
Yes, and there are also giant green dudes that rip people in half.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so from IDW, we have Lock and Key, The Guide to the Known Keys. From Image, we got Invincible and Vescal.
They all sound so thrilled.
Yeah, I know. So, now, Marvel!
This is Capcom!
So we got Dokken, Kick-Ass 2, Issue 5. James, you were into Kick-Ass?
I saw the movie. I skimmed the graphic novel.
The comic is so good. It's so good.
I enjoyed it, but nothing I'd, put on my shelf. Just be like, yeah, I'm super proud I read that.
Kick-Ass 2 brings that shit up, because now it's got, the fucking Justice League of crazy people.
I was going to say, the Justice League crossed over?
Yeah,
alright.
Yeah, the Red Mist becomes the motherfucker, and then hires a giant black Russian woman to gun down cops.
Mother Russia, nice. Right? Something like that.
Yeah. We got Ultimate Comics Hawkeye, Ultimate Comics, they got the hardcover for Death of Spider-Man, Wolverine the X-Men issue 2, so that's going to be awesome. We got Grim Fairy Tales Presents Neverland Hook issue 2, and that is it for me. You guys got anything from that list?
High School of the Dead color collection, but I don't think I'd buy it. I'm still going on, what do you call it?
Manga?
No, the Jesus thing.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Hates Zombies, The Jurassic
that
Kind of Life.
Sounds incredible already. Like, I don't even need to know anything about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it's volume 2.
I'll buy them both, all right?
So, tell me, what's the big deal about Batman Year 1?
The
movie?
I don't
know.
Well, the comic is like a Frank Miller thing. Came out around time of Watchmen. It's like the dark, gritty Batman. Like darker and grittier than before, I guess.
Okay.
Batman's. I think he's like in his like 60s, and he's also like lost his mind. So now he's actually killing people, or something. I don't fucking know.
I wouldn't be too.
Okay, so I guess that is going to do it for this week.
It is? It's over already?
Yeah, 2 hours, dude.
I think we should go for another hour, just so I can stay.
Yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
Because I work tomorrow.
Yeah, but
I want to go to work.
I have a lab report due tomorrow. I have to calculate the post-mortem interval on a woman who was found dead in the woods.
What's more important,
podcast or your future in education?
My future.
You answer that question.
My future in education.
See, you failed saying the word education. You said it right. I'm ashamed of you.
I said edumacation.
No, you did not. He said edumacation. I will argue this until 4 in the morning.
Well, we don't have...
until I get bored.
We do not have enough space on my hard drive for that, so...
We will make there be space.
Okay, fuck it, we're done. As usual, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at DeathDoorProds. I'm at Deadman_DDProds. Shax is at FuckShax.
What? Really?
Yes.
That's the best Twitter name of all time.
That was just like a joke. Like every once in a while, me and Bowie just say, "Oh, fuck Shax," and then he just made a Twitter account, "Fuck Shax."
Shaquille O'Neal's probably checking it. Like, what's this about? Oh,
you got Twitter, James?
No, I don't know how to work. Like, I can't
James.
See a point to Twitter.
Yes, okay.
If you really want to catch up on my updates, I'm going to plug myself. You can check my DeviantArt page at headmarine.deviantart.com. You can check my Facebook, which will probably be linked through random crap. Yes, I just insulted it, and I'm being a guest on his podcast.
I won't link your Facebook page.
Oh.
I'll check
in with me when I stop in on the Facebook, on the podcast once a year.
Okay. How about this? You like Death Door Prods on Facebook.com, which is on there, and then they can follow you from there. I'll make you an admin.
Or I could make myself a Twitter, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you can make yourself a Twitter.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's not.
All right, I'm bored already.
Well, yeah, so... Yeah,
I'll make a Twitter right now, and you can follow me once I create the account at Cephas James Merritt, which is CFI James Merritt.
So,
it doesn't fit. Son of a bitch.
Just go ahead.
Let's look to the future for a Twitter.
Yeah, we'll do something.
We'll figure this out. See, look, I just broke even Twitter figuring outness.
We're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We'll post the link down here. We're on iTunes.
You'll find me on occasion.
We're on iTunes.
I'll try to join the podcast now and again. And, it was fun.
So, yeah, let me just finish hawking our shit. Okay. Yeah, so, we are on iTunes. Like us on fault. Like, subscribe to us on there. Let us know how we're doing.
Keep going. Yeah. Okay.
Shut up, Grandma!
That could be hurt.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Edit that out.
Like, we edit.
Editing.
He doesn't know how to work it.
Oh, James got jokes.
Yeah. So, again, fuck it. We're just going. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're on iTunes. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how terrible James is.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of messages on that one.
Yes, and also, follow the RSS. Help us out. By getting more people onto the site, we can get more shit. You know,
including stuff for me, maybe.
Yes, if we get more people, then we can start being paid for this, so we can then put that money into getting more comics for you guys.
Giving James a proper mic.
Yes.
And lessons on things.
Maybe. You probably sound better than I do.
Who knows?
Because my mic is just like the little shitty one on my laptop screen, and this room that I'm in is cavernous.
Mine's digging into my ear. I think I win that argument.
Yeah, okay. So be sure to tune in tomorrow for the anime podcast, where Punchatron and Bobiwan will be doing a battle of the mustaches between I guess between the Iron Blood Alchemist and the Strong Arm Alchemist. So until then, I am dead.
You're dead? Oh, we're gonna miss you. Last bad joke for the night.
This is where you say who you are.
I thought Sean was, or, you know, he was next, Shaq. Yeah, go first.
Okay, I'm Shags, and thanks for listening to the podcast, James Mom.
And I'm James, and I will honestly hope to be on more because this was fun. If not, then clearly they learned their lesson not to bring me back.
You never know.
But if I come back, hey, look at that.
Like, yeah, you never know. We started doing commentary tracks, so.
Woo!
So yeah.
I'll be included.
Yeah, so Dead, Shaxx, James. See y'all next time.
See.